Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy, Dickie Chance Owen. Welcome to the Hottest Blog Talk Radio Show. It is called The Barber Shop. Whew, excuse me, y'all. I was running a little behind, but I'm here. Traffic got held up. I'm in Raleigh this evening, having a good old time. Just got in, been rushing. God has been good today. Hope everybody's having a blessed day. Like I said, I'm just tired right now, y'all, but I'm still pushing. Again, this is the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show, The Barbershop. We're on part six of the relationship, the series. It's been the last couple of weeks. We've been having some awesome shows, some good questions. Just bear with me. I'm trying to catch my breath, but I'm here. Today, we're still talking about relationships, but we're going to talk about the letter A and T in the word relationship. Before we do that, let's go into prayer, then I sit, and we can get down. And then I can, like in the church, I can give a praise report on what happened today. With that being said, let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for the activity of our limb. God, we just want to glorify you and honor you today for you just being you, for what you do. God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it's still not enough to let you know that we love you, that we thank you, and we just want to say thank you for waking us up this morning. Someone didn't get up this morning or this afternoon right now, but I want to ask God to just heal that family, comfort that family through the trials and tribulations they're going through, the grieving of a lost one. God, we want you to bless the ones that's homeless. God, we even want you to bless the ones, our kids, God. We want you to just touch them and protect them. God, we're just asking you right now to show yourself worthy. Let me move out the way. Holy Spirit, have your way. I'm going to decrease so the Holy Spirit can increase. And I speak prosperity. I speak health. I speak life over a dead situation. And if you're going through something right now, just take the time to thank God, because you could have took your last breath today, but we're here. So let's enjoy ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy, Deacon Chante Odom, coming from Raleigh this evening. We're doing a series of part six of relationships. Last week, we had an awesome show Sunday. We had people calling in and asking questions. We had some of the guests responding. And that blessed my heart to see that we were sold out last Sunday and last Thursday. Like I said, y'all forgive me, but I'm tired. I've been driving, but it's been good. I'm not even going to wait to give my praise report. I'm going to go ahead and get it now. You know, it's tied up to what we talk about now, having a relationship with God and being obedient. Last 2 weeks, I've been on a fast. This week, God had me to go on a fast again, but broke it up into parts. And I've been studying and reading Proverbs. But, you know, I tell everybody, it's good to pray, but if you really want to see God manifest, fasting helps as well, because you can really see God move. You can really see Him move things out the way. Today, I got me a new job today. I got my orientation tomorrow. And I give God the glory for that, because being obedient and staying in His face, not trying to, you know, go nowhere, but just being patient, you know. Like I said the other day, you know, even though I'm going through something, I'm still going to honor God. I'm still going to praise Him. Right now, I am so excited. When it took my fourth lift class today, ace that. Now I start orientation in the morning. But like I said, I give all the glory to Jesus, because I was being obedient. And when He said, read this, read that, I just stayed obedient. Be obedient to God and listen to the Holy Spirit. God will bless you. And I still got 3 days off. I got Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And that's still a blessing. And I'm working day shift. I'm not working nights no more. You know, with that being said, you know, to the ones who just coming on, welcome. This is the Hottest Block Talk Show. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. And I got my little sidekick with me today, Pastor Darlene Walls. A good friend of mine, is a true woman of God who loves God no matter what. And since we've been talking on a regular basis, I've been just watching her when she go through stuff and pain and just going through stuff, she still praise God. And, you know, that's the way we supposed to be. And that's building that relationship with God. You know, that's what we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks. We've been talking about relationships. And when you have a personal relationship with God, this is what He do for you when you being obedient. You know, like I said, y'all just don't know what how excited I am today. You know, to go in there, ace that fourth lift test, and all of a sudden I get another phone call, like, trying to come in for orientation in the morning. Y'all just don't know. When you truly have a relationship with God and be obedient to His word, these are the things that you get. The blessings that comes with it with just being obedient, turning down your plate, turning off the TV, and just staying in His presence. You know, all this week so far from 1 to 2, I just stay in praise and worship and just listen to the music, let the music minister to me. And that's a part of being in a relationship with God. You're listening, you can hear His voice clearly. Especially when you turn down your plate, the things that you like to do, when you turn them down, you sacrificing those things to hear God's voice, to hear Him speak. And He honors that. He loves it. That's what He wants from us. He wants us to build that relationship with Him. And it, y'all just don't know. I feel like shouting, crying, everything else. Because, I mean, I'm just speechless right now. You know, I'm excited. Something I've been praying on. I prayed and been fasting on this. And He showed Himself today. He really showed Himself today. And I met my new supervisor today, a man of God. I met a couple more people there, a children of God. I met a pastor. And God knows what He's doing to around people. I'm building a relationship with these guys. And, you know, it's exciting. I'm looking forward to spending some time with them, learning from them. It's one thing about it, the last couple of warehouses I worked in, with no air conditioning. But today, I've got a job with air conditioning, first shift, still 10 to 12 hours, but I got to give God the glory. And believe me, the devil tried to get me earlier this morning. He tried his best. I got mad, but I had to calm down. I'm thinking about my relationship with God. Okay, calm down. Is God still in control? And through all that being mad this morning, He showed Himself today. For you being obedient, I'm going to bless you with this. And I thank Him for it. I truly thank Him for this. On the light, Darlene, you go ahead and say, so let me get myself together. So y'all just don't know. I feel like shouting. I feel like crying. I'm happy. I'm tired. And I'm tired, but I'm not going to let this tiredness get me from praising God and giving Him the honor and the glory for what just happened today. And, you know, Darlene, if you want to give your input on relationships, how you feel about it, and explain to some of the people who are new, what about your relationship with God?
Good evening, everyone, and congratulations on your new job. I'm going to say I have truly been enjoying myself this week. I have actually taken this whole week off from work, but then I have taken off from a little part-time job at the school, but just to be able to, I have spent this week just delving myself into the Word of God and just feeding my spirit, man, and it's just been a wonderful experience when you're constantly, on the go. If you're not doing, for me, if I'm not doing ministry as far as preaching somewhere, I sing with two different groups. And so just being able to have the time just to slip away from doing everything else and just doing nothing but spending my time into the Word of God, turning my plate down, cutting off the TV, and I'm just overjoyed because, we were created for the purpose of praising and worshiping God. And sometimes, we put everything else before God. And then when we begin to put things before God, then, we'll start missing out on the right thing. So I'm just grateful that I have been able to spend time with my first love the way I'm used to spending time with the Lord before I was actually back working a regular job. And it just feels good to be in the presence of God and just watch Him just do great and mighty things and great and mighty, exploits through me. I just want to be used of God. And I'm just excited about being about my Father's business and just spending time with Him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing when you spend time with God, how He can reveal stuff to you, how He can speak stuff into your ear. And like I said, that's one of the best relationships we can ever have, is being in a relationship with God. Because in order for us to go into a relationship with people, we have to have that relationship with God. And it's amazing the things He can do. When you think the devil is making it for your bad, God turns around and turns out for your good. Just like I said this morning, the enemy came at me this morning. But look what happened this afternoon. I got blessed with a job. I got blessed with a friendship job. I got blessed with a job that's paying good money. And I got 3 days off. I could still do my show on Sundays, but I'm going to have to revamp my show for Thursdays. But, I'm just going to let God guide me. Hopefully some days I can get off early and still do my show on Thursday because I wanted to keep it in the same routine. But, if God said do another day besides Thursday, then that's what I would do. I encourage everyone that's listening to build your relationship with God. Take time out, fast, and pray and study that word. And you got two people right here who experienced turning down your plate, staying in the word, listen to that gospel music, let that music minister to you if you don't believe it or not. But sometimes you could be sitting there and a song will come on and it's just meant for you to hear at that moment. And, that's why I love gospel music, because even when you're down, gospel music will lift your spirit up. It will take you to a whole nother level. And, like I said once before, I'm a worshiper. I love worship music. And when that worship music takes my spirit to another level, that's a wrap. I'm in there, and I like to stay in there. But like I said, I encourage you guys to just build your relationship with God. That's what He wants us to do. He wants us to be intimate with Him. He wants us to get closer to Him, to the point where He's on your mind when the first thing you get up in the morning. You on His mind. He is on your mind. I told y'all I'm still excited when you lay your head down. don't just pray for you. Pray for people that you don't know about. Pray for the world. Pray for the government. Pray for everybody you can, but still be obedient to God's word. You know, like I said, I love praying and fast. When you, to me, this is my opinion, when you fast, that's when you're being intimate with God. You're making a sacrifice. You're turning everything down. That's being intimate. It's the same way if you marry. You let everything else go. You spend time with that person you with, your husband, your fiance, or your boyfriend. That's what God wants us to do with him. Spend a little intimate time with him. And believe me, fasting is really, like I said, it's intimacy with him. He will show you how much he loves you when you don't even love yourself. And just like I was saying, we're going to talk about accountability. That's it. With any relationship, you got to be accountable for the things that you do wrong, not what somebody else done. You have to be accountable for what you've done wrong. You know, some people like to wait till the last minute, or they feel like when something go down, they wait for the other person to apologize. Don't do that. When you got the opportunity to go ahead and admit that you was wrong, do so. Because you're doing it for yourself. It's just like when you forgive somebody, you're not forgiving to please them. You're forgiving them to please yourself and to honor God. Because keep holding stuff in and you tearing your body up? You're doing more harm to yourself than the person that hurt you. Because I guarantee that person who stabbed you in the back did some things and they going on about their business. They go about their business. They're not stunned about what you're doing. But that's why we got to be the bigger person as children of God. We have to be the bigger person. Yeah, it's going to hurt. You hurt because of what they've done to you. But believe me, when you forgive them of their actions and you go to God and ask God for forgiveness, you'll see that weight fall off of you. But like I said, we have to be accountable for the things that we do. Don't keep it inside because, like I said, you're hurting yourself. And when it comes to trust, you got to trust God with your whole heart. Don't just trust him with a little bit. You got to trust him with your whole heart.
With everything.
You know, like I said, I've been going through something for almost 2 weeks now. I haven't told nobody what I was going through. But I said, you know what, I'm going to pray and fast, and I'm going to put this in God's hands. And I left it there. I didn't go back in the cookie jar, try to pull it out and fix it myself. I let him do it. And this is the outcome we have today. Better job, better hours, close to the house. I don't have to do a lot of traveling now. You know, and I still got a three-day weekend. It's all because of spending that time and building that relationship with him, getting intimate, holding myself accountable for the things that I've done wrong, trusting in him. Because God said, trust no man, trust him. And that's what I've been doing. If you don't believe it, read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And so that's when God telling us to trust him with our whole heart. Trust him. Trust him. Believe me. Darlene will tell you, if you trust him, when things look like it's not going to change, that's when God going to mess around and bless you when you least expect it. When you done went through all this trouble, God knows when to touch us. He knows when to bless us. And like I said, just have that intimate relationship with him. Don't be afraid to be intimate with him. I love God. I'm trying to tell you, the day, man, he threw my nerves up when this happened. But you know what? It's about being intimate and having that close relationship with him. We got like 9 minutes left. Anybody want to say a little something? Like I said, y'all, have a personal relationship with God. 6317-6317. You're on the air. Caller?
Yes. What's going on? How y'all doing
what's
today?
What's going on, Pastor? How you doing
good
today? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm better. I say that. I'm better. ain't got 100% yet. I'm 75. I ain't got 100 yet, but I'm pressing.
Hey, that's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, so what you got to say today, Pastor? Go on and bless us real quick.
I just called just to check in. I don't have any energy. So I just want to call and let y'all see I'm listening. And y'all keep doing the good work.
Well, we so appreciate that, Pastor. I mean, y'all, I want y'all to keep Pastor Jerome in prayer. You know, I said to myself the other day when he spoke that word last Thursday, and he told me that he was sick on Friday. I said, boy, the devil trying to keep him down. But it's one thing about it. When you put your trust in God, you have a relationship with him, he will bring you through. And that's what I like about, you know, yeah, he'll do it. You know, whenever you're going through, you just got to trust him. You know,
when I went to the hospital, and the nurse and the doctors, they looked, they like, I know you're telling me your symptoms, but you don't look like what you're proclaiming that you're going through. So I looked at my wife, and I said, okay. So they kept saying, they kept telling each other, what in the world going on? Let's order this. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's do this. Let's do that. Because he's going through something, but he don't seem to be, his physical attributes don't look like he's going through nothing. But I tell you, they ran some of everything on me, and they searched me up and down and ran all these tests and came to find out that I had pneumonia. And so that's what ended up what the problem is. But that's just to let you know that when God is on the side, you don't look like what you're going through.
So
when
he
brings you out, you ain't gonna look like what you've been through. Like when it was, that's what he does. People don't understand the process. How now? This is what I pretty much probably done to myself because I sat in with the fever of 104, and told me it was 104, and you know a lot of people. Temperature like that, it don't come out. It don't come out of where it's supposed to. You know, and some type of damage. I had to give it all to God. And of course, he always sees through. And he's the healer.
Yep.
He's the
healer. Yes. He is the healer.
Process, you know. And he used man. And on top of that, the doctor hooked me up with some discounts and different things, so I count it all joy. Just something I had to go through.
Yeah. It's just a process.
Just a process. Most definitely. Yeah. But if there's a bad, God make it for you good.
Yeah.
That's right. Every
you got
time.
That right. I experienced that today. You know, like I said, I mean, we're trying to get you guys to understand about being in a relationship with God, just like what Pastor Jerome went through, just like with Darlene and me. You know, we got our trust in God. You know, we're going to give it to him and leave it there. But that's when the part of coming to having a relationship with him, build that relationship with him, trust him. You can believe if you put all your trust in God, he will show himself worthy. He do it every time. It might not be when we want it to, but he do it when it's necessary or when he want to. So like I said, I encourage you guys to keep that relationship with him. Build that relationship with him. Turn your plate down. Turn your TV off. You know, stop doing some of the things you normally do and just spend some little bit of time with him. He don't ask for much. That's one thing about God. He don't ask for much, but he will bless you with a whole lot if you just be obedient, stay in his word, and listen to him. You can't go wrong with him. Yeah, you're going to go through some stuff. Like Pastor Jerome said, it's a process. You know, a lot of people want the blessings, but they don't want to go through the storm. They don't want to go through the process. But the whole while we're going through the process, he's teaching us how to keep standing beside him, hold his hand, no matter what the situation is. Hold his hand. Just like when Peter, when he stepped out on the boat and walked on the water, what did he do? He kept his eyes on God. He trusted God. And he was believing. But then when he took his eyes off of God, he failed. So So that's what we have to do. We have to keep our eyes on God. We have to stay in His face. It's just like when your little kid nagging you, pulling on you, they want this and they want that, and you trying to ignore them. That's what we need to do to God. Pull on them. Let them know. You remember you told me this? Uh-huh.
Let me correct you on something, if I may.
Okay.
When you said God don't ask so much, that's not true. God asks for all. He asks for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
He don't ask for some of you.
Okay.
He wants all of you. That's why He say for us to deny ourselves and trust in Him all of our heart. We got to trust in Him. He wants all of Him. And we got to trust in Him all of us. He wants all of us. He wants to live well through us, because it's not our life to live. It's our life for Christ to live through us. So we got to surrender all. We surrender some, we got to surrender all. But that's what we got to do. And that's what this is, coming with people. They think they can do what they want to do, when they want to do, in church. Minute they want to be Lord. The next minute they want to be about their own life. And that's not His requirement. The Bible said, well, in all your ways acknowledge Him. And what He said.
That's what he said.
He said, in all things, give thanks. So we must give thanks and acknowledge Him in everything that we do, because it's not about our will. See, He can't do nothing but the self part. He wants to dwell and live through us through the Spirit, because at the end of it, it's all said and done. When He come back, this old earthly body gonna stay here. It's going back to the ground. But our soul is going back to the Lord. So we gotta give all of Him. See, it's two parts of us, the outer man and the inner man. See, the outer man gotta die. And when the outer man dies, that's when the inner man is revolted. So that's what we gotta do. People know that you can't serve two. You can't serve two.
No, you can't serve two masters. You can't.
You got to love one and you got to hate the other. So, you know, if you're going to love Christ, then love Christ. If you're going to love the devil, serve the devil, then serve the devil. See, what people don't realize when they walk around here doing what they want to do and in their own self-conscious and doing things, they serving the Antichrist. They don't realize that.
Yeah.
They serve the devil. You around here doing anything that you want that's not in the will of God, you serving the devil. And people don't want to hear. I had a young lady hit me up this morning, want to question my page, my ministry page. Why everything you come off on your page is so rough? So I don't feel no compassion or love for this. So I had to check up 357 young lady. First of all, this is love. You got to understand what wisdom is. We're teaching wisdom through the Holy Spirit. The Bible said the first level of wisdom is what? To fear God. So we got to teach people how to fear God. See, that's where the problem comes in.
Yep.
People don't fear God. So they want to do what they want to do, and they want to do it, and act the way they want to act, and then they want to be holy on Sunday, and the rest of the week they want to live right here. And let's get in front of the saints and holy than that.
You said a mouthful. With that being said, don't mean to cut you off, Pastor. I'm gonna make sure you finish up for this Sunday. We got like 30 seconds left. Like I said, y'all, build your relationship with God and hold on to Him and trust Him. Pastor, I'm gonna call you in a few minutes and give you my praise report. But everybody, I want everybody to have a blessed weekend. Get ready for Sunday, because we're gonna do it again. We're gonna finish up with well, I'm going to let God take care of that part, but we're going to do relationship again unless He tells me not to. So this is your boy, Deacon Chancha Odom, from live from the Hottest Block Talk Show. Everybody have a good evening. Get y'all some rest, and I'll see you guys Sunday. Peace.
Peace.